Ahoy, mates! 'Tis Blackbeard meself, risen from Davy Jones's locker to bring ye sage advice and tales of fortune. This very sunrise, we're set in our Jolly Roger high above the pearly sands and sapphire waters of Orchid Bay, a hidden cove where the palm trees dance like saucy wenches in the breeze, and the sea sings sweet lullabies to weary wanderers. Abaft me, the docks be clattering with fishmongers and merchant skiffs, their sails catching the morning sun like golden wings. The air smells of salt, rum, and promises yet unbroken. Come nightfall, the scene turns even more lively. Aye, the local taverns, places like the Salty Mermaid and Dead Man's Cove, batten down their hatches and let loose the spirit of the sea. Although they may have changed names in the last 300 years. Fiddlers scrape their tunes while lads and lasses stomp the deck boards till the moon's high and the rums run dry. Lanterns sway in the breeze, casting a warm glow on stories bold, boasts bolder, and adventures born anew. No soul sleeps easy in Orchid Bay. Nay, not when the laughter and clinking of glasses fill the night, as sure as cannon smoke fills the air after a broadside. So, batten down your hatches and pull up a barrel, ye scallywags. 'Tis time to hoist the colors and set sail on another raucous adventure through health, wealth, and happiness, the pirate's true treasure trove. So I be asked what I think about George Gammon, the rebel capitalist. George Gammon, ye say? I've heard tell of this modern-day buccaneer. If he be fighting for the same cause as old Blackbeard, then he be a worthy matey in this digital age. What be his quarrel, and how does he navigate these treacherous waters? If he be sailing the Bitcoin seas or championing financial freedom, then we might be kindred spirits, fighting against the tyranny of the landlubbers and the central banks. Looking through the porthole, it appears that our ships be sailing in the same direction. Ah, if Georgie be a modern-day pirate fighting the establishment and their worthless fiat currency, then we be cut from the same pirate cloth. Fiat currency is like a New Year's resolution. Start strong, but by February, it's barely worth the paper it's printed on. Georgie be teaching in three simple steps, keeping it simple for us folk with less formal educating. Here be some major arguments he be slinging and how Blackbeard would raise the Jolly Roger in agreement. Fiat currency be plundering the pockets of the common man. Gammon argues that fiat currencies, like a leaky ship, lose value over time due to inflation caused by the central banks printing more of the paper gold. Blackbeard agrees, aye, the more paper doubloons they print, the less each one be worth. Gammon's explanation of the Fed be like a magician revealing his tricks. Suddenly, it's not magic, just a bunch of guys printing money and hoping we don't notice. Central banks be the true sea monsters. If Gammon be slaying the sea monsters of central banks, Blackbeard be on board. These institutions, with their control over the money supply, be the true villains of the financial seas, meddling in the affairs of honest pirates and citizens alike. Rogue waves in the ocean are terrifying. In financial markets, they're just central bankers announcing surprise rate hikes on a Friday afternoon. Gold and silver are the traditional booty. The rebel captain might be advocating for holding physical gold and silver as a hedge against the stormy seas of economic uncertainty, but don't put all your swag there. It don't provide a yield or an income you can spend. Blackbeard knows the value of precious metals, for they be a timeless treasure, unlike the ever-depreciating fiat flotsam. One gold doubloon would buy a month worth of food in me own day. Pull one up from the ocean floor where I dropped it, and it will still buy a month worth of food. Paper money be used like a tow rag in the poop slot, A tow rag be what sailors wiped their backside with for ye less nautical folks. The Bitcoin flag, like a modern-day Jolly Roger skull and crossbones, be notifying the world where ye stand with your loot. If Gammon be flying the Bitcoin flag, then Blackbeard be right there alongside him. Bitcoin, like a swift and elusive privateer ship, be the decentralized answer to the centralized oppression of fiat currencies. In me own day, nations plundered other countries' wealth and shipped it back to Europe. That is, when they could get past meself. Now the nations plunder their own citizens by stealing their productivity through inflating of the currency. Financial education be the map to freedom. Gammon argues for financial education as the key to navigating these financial waters in three quick points. Blackbeard knows that a well-informed crew be more likely to avoid the treacherous shoals and make wise decisions with their hard-earned loot. Financial markets are like ocean waves, exciting to ride on the way up. But when the crash comes, you're just hoping your portfolio doesn't turn into driftwood. So, if Georgie boy Gammon be a modern-day pirate fighting against the fiat regime, Blackbeard be standing by his side, cutlass in hand, and Bitcoin flag flying beside the Jolly Roger. He be fighting the same fight I fought 300 years ago. We be fighting for financial freedom on these digital seas. Arr! The Fed is like a lifeguard in financial waters. Occasionally blows a whistle, but mostly watches everyone sink with their floaties. Check out the truth behind the legend, George, and let the world know the whole truth about Blackbeard, as well as the truth about fiat currency. Hold up! Before I continue, allow me to do a quick deep dive on George. All right, matey. Blackbeard following up on Mr. George Gammon. Me swam down a little deeper, and here be what I found under the surface. Georgie be a savvy scallywag who be sharing his knowledge on economics, finance, and investing like a true buccaneer of the stock market seas. Let's hoist the Jolly Roger and delve into his basic teachings and how they might apply to life as a sailor. On macroeconomics, Gammon be teaching us about the big picture, the currents and tides that be driving the world's markets. For a sailor, understanding macroeconomics be like reading the stars to navigate by. Knowing the winds and currents of trade can help ye plot a course to riches or avoiding the shoals of financial ruin. When the financial tide goes out, you don't just see who's swimming naked. You also spot all the rubber, ducky, meme coins bobbing around. Gammon also be preaching the gospel of financial independence, teaching us how to hoist the sails of wealth and set a course for freedom. For a sailor, this be like charting a course to a distant island where you can retire in luxury, free from the lash of the 9-to-5 grind. From real estate to precious metals, Gammon be offering investing strategy pearls of wisdom on where to bury your treasure for the greatest returns. For a sailor, investing be like choosing which cargo to haul aboard your ship. You want to pick the goods that'll fetch the highest price when you make port. George also be a staunch advocate for individual liberty and personal freedom from government interference. For a sailor, this be like fighting against the tyranny of the crown and the laws that be restricting your plundering and pillaging, or shall we say, your business activities. Stand tall, me hearties, and defend your right to sail the seas as ye see fit. Every pirate knows the importance of managing risk, whether it be in battling a rival crew or investing your doubloons. Gammon be teaching us how to weigh the risks and rewards of our ventures so we can sail with confidence into the unknown. So there ye have it, me buckos. George Gammon's teachings be like a treasure map for navigating the choppy waters of the financial world. Whether you be a landlubber or a seasoned sailor, look up his Rebel Capitalist show and heed his advice, and you'll be steering a steady course to prosperity. If ye be interested in following George Gammon, a macroeconomics expert and investor, he offers a wealth of content across various platforms. YouTube channels include George Gammon Channel and Rebel Capitalist Channel. Twitter, X, at George Gammon. Instagram, at George Gammon. A personal account at Rebel Capitalist be the official channel. Official website, BeGeorgeGammon.com, Rebel Capitalist Pro. Podcast, The Rebel Capitalist Show. Arr! This bloke has more arms than a kraken. Just hit the follow button to get the Blackbeard Podcast. And if ye haven't already downloaded the Blackbeard app so we can have a face-to-face chat, what are ye waiting for? Get the app and ask me anything that comes to mind. Fair winds and following seas. 2.